There's at least one personal computer in two-thirds of American homes, and more than half of them have access to the Internet. 99% of the country's classrooms have computers. In other words, it's virtually impossible for a child in the United States to grow up without using a computer and getting on the net. And that has a lot of adults worried. During a break from classes, Crawford High's technology coordinator, Casey Walker, notes that Nebraska schools have safeguards in place to monitor and in some cases control which websites students visit online.
We're required by law to have a content filter on our internet here for the K-12 district. There's definitely some filters that are better than others. You know, it's good, but it's not foolproof. And the kids have been involved with the computers and long enough, they know how to type things in here and there that occasionally will get them around. So, you know, it is a good system, but it's definitely not foolproof.
That's why Nebraska has followed the lead of Georgia and Michigan in sponsoring a month-long statewide initiative to promote Internet safety. The state has created a Safe Kids website with information on a variety of ways to do that. In addition, Attorney General John Bruning toured schools across Nebraska to spread the word about staying safe online. He says April's activities were designed to encourage parents and teachers to take a serious look at what children can access when they go on the Internet, and more importantly, who can find a way to access them.
You know, we as adults, we as law enforcement can't possibly ensure that all these kids make the right decisions on the Internet. But what we can do is give them a little healthy skepticism that when they're on the Internet, people are not always who they seem. And that there is some risk if they carry on a conversation or begin a relationship with somebody on the Internet, there's some risk to them when they do that. And so we're discouraging them, of course, from meeting people on the Internet.
And it's very easy to meet people on the Internet.
I know a lot of the kids get on these sites where they talk back and forth, I mean, from town to town to all over the chat things.
Jackie Cutler's 7-year-old son doesn't go online yet, but she agrees that teachers and parents need to plan ways to be vigilant in monitoring children's use of the Internet.
I've seen a lot of the things that come up, and it makes me sick. I mean, there's, for kids, especially the age that they are, I just think there's a lot of things that get chatted about that maybe lead to other things. It worries me.
The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reports that 1 in 5 kids online has been sexually solicited or enticed. Some kids have made friends online and arranged to meet them in person, only to discover that they've been chatting with an adult who wanted something more than conversation. While most teens have heard about internet predators in chat rooms, many are still willing to share personal information online without considering how it could be misused. Here at Crawford High, 17-year-old Jill Raven has never encountered the problem herself, but says she takes precautions whenever she's online.
Definitely have concerns because, I mean, of all the what's happened out in the world, I mean, you hear every day girls getting stalked by 40-year-old men and not knowing it. I mean, they're thinking they're the same age, and I'm not really concerned about me personally because if I'm online and I chat, I know every one of my contacts. I don't go into chat lines, so I'm not as vulnerable to that as some people.